2 days after my previous talk here about addiction and anti-drug, my closest friend from childhood lost his battle against alcohol addiction. It's hard when, as I said before, I've seen too many. I had too many friends and people that I know. I see too many times that addiction win. And sometimes the body just collapse from the addiction, like in this case, and somebody end their life with the substances they take, and some body kind of just fall out of society from their friends and family and struggle to find new network and find value in themselves. So it's been some years since I've seen him. Our life went different ways, with different interests and people and everything. So, and it felt natural when we came to that crossroad, kind of. But it's like when people touch your heart, they stay there forever. It's, for me, it's like, everybody that comes my way that really make an impact, put a footprint in my heart or in my soul, it's kind of they can never leave because they're a part of my heritage, my soul-filled heritage, who I am and who I have become, and especially people that have been me, have been with me from the day I arrived almost at this planet. Like we grew up in the same street. So our first meeting was in on the playground in the sand there, playing with our buckets and throwing sand at each other and eating sand. So we go far back. And I think it just reminds me on how big of an impact people have on you and on me and all of us, and how we kind of, I think I always appreciate people that are genuine and authentic and there to show the real self to the world. I always admire that. But I think it's even deeper. It's sad. It's like that when people go into the spirit realm and leaving their physical body behind. It's kind of this memory lane that you go through when you cry and you feel and become overwhelmed with sadness. And I will also say gratitude. And some kind of grace over being touched by people. And I think this beautiful gift that we have to touch each other's hearts. We're so focused on touching the bodies and the skin, but to touch our hearts and soul meetings that we have. I just think it's a treasure. I think it's magic in itself. And I kind of, even if this is a big loss for a lot of people, including myself, because I still consider him as my kind of first nearest friend that I opened up to. So I don't, I it is a loss, but at the same time, it's kind of a gain that we met. So I think it's both sides, because if people didn't touch us, if we didn't cry our hearts out or felt really deep sadness and for many deep shock when people go away, even for me, like I don't see death as a final thing. I just see the spirit or the soul moving out of the physical body into the spirit realm. But it is sad and it's heartbreaking in every way, because when people leave children behind and other close friends and families, it's hard that you can't touch them physical anymore or see them with your physical eyes and do the regular stuff. But we still can communicate with them, and they're still here and they're watching over us, and we can go back together and yeah, on the memory lane and everything. But for me to also embrace not just the sorrow and pain and sadness in this, and the loss, also to embrace the gift, not that he has left his physical body, but the gift of meeting him in the first place. The odds for us ending up in the same street and growing up together, and for all of you that have had a best friend or two or three, so much memories that for me have shaped me, I will say, when you have someone there that stands up for you and protect you. And also when I knew he was struggle so much himself, but being this kind soul, just showing me love and giving me, I think he kind of pushed me a little bit out of my comfort zone. Like, it's a good thing, not too pushy, but in a good way, with heart, with love. Yeah. And to go into all the things that childhood offer us, to have someone to play with or be with when things get hard for many people at home, like for me and for a lot of you guys, and have somewhere that you can go for comfort or just to relax or get your mind and heart on something else for a while, and explore life and nature. We always looked for the rainbow together. We had this addiction to wanting to find the end of the rainbow and the treasure, and for me, he was kind of the treasure, I will say. So we didn't even have to look, because it was right in front of me all the time. And so I think I'm so happy when you have people that you kind of, when you have them in your life, since we don't know how long we have each other in our lives or how long we will be here ourselves, it's so nice to show love and affection and appreciation and gratitude. And that was with that friendship. I kind of, it was both ways, and it was not unbalanced, and it was crazy, and nobody made me laugh so hard as he. And I may have not been so, doing so much craziness. I was really a good girl, but kind of going out there and explore nature. He had this, he wanted so deeply to find some swan eggs and be able to make them into swans. And this was just an obsession. He carried the eggs and he cared for the eggs, and he gave them love and attention and patient and patience, and just sat with them and sang for them. And it was so weird to see in a beautiful way this big guy, because it was really big, and how he just had these small eggs and was so sure that he would kind of become their father in some beautiful way. So so I was on, I helped him with that. And of course, when you look back, it's not a nice thing, because you shouldn't take eggs from the swan. And we learned that, of course, the hard way, that they need our mother, and humans should not do this unless there's some sickness going on, or they lost their mother or something. But to just be in that situation, and this dream of being able to become the father of these eggs and care for them, and this vulnerability, and it was so beautiful. And this kind of looking for the end of the rainbow and searching for that, it's just beautiful children's stuff, kind of. I learned a lot from them, and we both did, I think. And he went with me on tulip picking in the neighborhood, because I loved flowers, of course, then, back then. But especially tulips from my neighbor. She was my babysitter, and I've seen them on their terrace, and there was just billions of them, it felt like, when I was a little girl, and in all kind of colors. And they talked to me, and I just wanted to have them. And he came with me when they were away, and we picked them all. And of course, again, it's not a nice thing, but you kind of don't have that when you can't see that when you're little. That is wrong when it feels so right, and you did it with your best friend, and it was so magical with all the tulips. And of course, they died shortly after, because we couldn't have vases to all of them. And of course, our parents was very angry, and we learned a lot about responsibility and taking a responsibility and guilt. And yeah, so I think that's the beauty, to go back and see how much we are shaped by people and the impact they have and all we learn together, and how, yeah, again, for me, to have this solid foundation. And he had a lot of, he was bullied and a lot of things, and he raised again, and he transformed, and he held his high head and started to build a beautiful tribe with people when we started at school, and still got bullied, but he didn't care, or of course he did, but he carried it in some graceful way, I will say. So I think, again, what is life without being touched by people? Without being able to let people in, to have them close, to open up to people. I think a lot of people struggle with that, because you want to protect yourself, and like he did also after a while, when he really grew up and kept things aside, inside, instead of talking them out, and sadly was absorbed by this alcohol. But I think it's also important to see where we are now and see where we have been, and that we are not just one thing. Like I said before, we have facets of everything in us. And when life gets too hard, and where there's, if we don't dare to open up and tell about our struggles or pain or insecurities or traumas, or dare to share with someone, family members or friends or loved ones or therapists or whoever people feel safe with, but to open up so it doesn't kind of strangle you, and it becomes hard to breathe, and to see the light and to heal from it and come stronger out in the other end. and instead of ending up with being consumed by the trauma or the hurt or the heavy load, kind of, it's like it's just crushing you. And I think we all have traumas, big or small, and we all have lived a life, and some people remember their traumas, and somebody have put them under their bed or deep down into their soul or psyche, and then it comes forward in some kind of later in life, or when something happened, like you lose someone, or there's sickness, or you became a father or a mother, or your own children is being bullied, or something that reminds you of your own traumas that you have stored away. So to let it flow, and I don't mean you have to tell everybody everything all the time, but to be authentic and true to your feelings, and dare to find one or two people that you can share with, that you really trust. I think it's so important, so you can heal instead of, die from the stress and traumas and depression, because it's so sad and nobody deserves that. And I think also in these times when there's so much focus on what's going on in the world with the pandemic and everything, we forget that the pandemic, even if it's a big thing, there's also so much other struggles going on and big things, and people are dying every day from suicide or other chronic or from chronic diseases, or from strokes and heart diseases and cancers, and nowadays a lot of people can't even go to the funerals because of the pandemic, and you can't be there in the hospitals with loved ones or family members because they don't allow you in there because of it's so strict, and you have to keep a distance and everything. So many people experience that their loved ones dies in the hospital and they can't even be there to say goodbye So there's so much going on. And with this, I just want to send my love and my thoughts to all the people that experience losses and other things than the pandemic as well. All the things that life brings of the sorrows. So you know you are seen, and even though the media and everything is covered by all other things, I know you're there, and I know your struggle, and I see that, and it's hard, and it's always hard, but it, at the same time, it's life, because I don't think we can go through life without there's some kind of hardship or shock or trauma or some pain coming our way. And I think even though I feel I have experienced a lot myself, it's kind of you don't get used to it, and I think that's a good thing, because then I just would be flat and a psychopath without feeling. So I'm very glad that I feel everything that's thrown at me, and I can go into it, and I can heal with it, and I can connect with the spirit of it and the gifts with the people that have touched me, and see how the richness they have brought into my life, and who I am today is also a result of all the people that have both hurt me and loved me, I will say, in some kind of way, and supported me or rejected me. So just to have these treasure in your treasure chest, in your memory, in your heart. And I think people that have touched our heart and soul, you have them forever and ever in all the realms we get into, for those of you who believes in other realms and the physical realm. So I think after we lose someone from the physical realm, we can be angry and we can be stick to our bones, and we can be shocked, and we can be kind of paralyzed and apathic, and really, really sad. And then it's kind of in my world, it's kind of then they're shaking me back after I have cried my eyes out, and it's kind of reminding me that they're still here. And I feel that was kind of my, when I was little, I feel that I was robbed for that because I was told that life was only physical. It was from 0 to 100 and then it was over, kind of. And when I discovered that for me that wasn't true, and all the spirits you can communicate with, how the richness came back and the colors came back, and how it was so much easier to heal after loss and sorrow and pain, because you could see that soul is eternal, spirit is internal, internally eternal, and we come from the same source of light and love, and then it kind of, then there kind of for me was no dying anymore. And I know it's weird to say, and I don't mean to provoke anyone in that, because of course they're dying out of their physical body, and that's really hard. I know I have felt it these weeks, and without there are people close to my heart. So, but we have to stand in it, I think. I think this, that's the best thing we can do, to be in the present and feel it true, and knowing that things are healing and growing out of that. And for me, the gift is to see both the pain and sorrow and the gift, and the blessing in for this beautiful boy touching my heart, and being able to be his friend, and for he being my friend. So, and all the memories that will last forever. I just think it's beautiful. So I hope for you all that are experience loss these days, or traumas or pain. And I just want to again say, dare to be brave and show your true feelings in it. Don't lock it away. Don't try to be tough. Don't try to make it something that it's not, and just feel what's right for you. If you need to scream, do that. If you need to cry, do that. If you need to write some poems or make a song out of it, or paint, or go into nature and hug some trees, or just sit out in the rain. I love that as well, sitting for hours in the rain, crying with the rain. It's a beautiful way to heal from loss or going into the ocean and swim, or just connect with the elements and the nature forces, and this is, we're kind of also all in this together, because death is kind of real, to leave the physical body at some point. And of course it's more traumatic when you're young, and it's more this traumatic exits than when you kind of are old and you just kind of fall asleep and never wake again. It's kind of more natural and peaceful. So of course there are differences there, but we never know in life, and we can't choose for other people how to live their life, or to continue abusing substances or anything. But I think what we can be is friends, and do the best we can, and give love, and show appreciation and gratitude for who they are, and help them and be there for support, or to lend the air, or give a hug when that is needed. And help them when they ask for help. So to be compassionate and supportive to people, it's, and be a friend to another person, it's just life's biggest gift, I will say. And also, of course, being a mom. But there you also have to be a friend and show compassion and support and motivate and be there when life crashes down, like it does for a lot of children growing up and in illusions and in heartbreaks and everything. So we all experience this from time to time. And of course, I should wish that we could just say a magic word or have a magic potion that could just take all the pain away and sadness away and just walk on this beautiful, colorful world and holding hands together and smile and dance. That would be a perfect dream. But it's not like that yet. And until we're there, we have to take steps every day towards that dream we have, or if you have another beautiful dream, and support each other and give love and try to show respect for other people's life choices and again be a friend and go in their way if they're on their way down. But again, we can't choose. And some souls are just so tired of struggling and fighting and it's like there are no life force left. So, and that's also hard to watch when that happens and you see it's hard to reach them, even if they get help from their family or from professionals or from whatever they get help from. You can just see that they're kind of, there's no fire in there anymore. There are no spark. There's no energy to fight back. So, give room and give respect for other people's soul journey, because we never know who we meet and where life takes us. And to appreciate all the people coming into our life, touching us for a short period of time or for a long period of time or for the whole physical life. And we have every one of them are kind of diamonds, I will say, and you can collect them as treasures in your heart and bring them forth when you need them for support or motivation or just to remember that you were loved by them or you had a connection or you learned from them or you grow with them or evolved with them and that your life after meeting them will never kind of be the same because they changed something in you or make you come into a more authentic place in yourself. So after he died, I went to the mountains. It's felt natural to go up in the mountain and just be with the mountains and flower meadows there and the rivers, and it was so easy to breathe coming from the town and into the mountains, and it's like the whole landscape just opened up and so much healed. And the day of his funeral, I went to the lake where we grew up and played with and where we also collected the swan eggs. And the first thing I see when I arrive is two beautiful swan babies. They were so beautiful. So it was so nice to see them there. And it was kind of, you can say it was, was it a coincidence? I haven't seen the swan babies there this year at all. And just on his funeral day, there were two of them, and he loved them and wanted to take care of them and see them grow up, kind of. And there they were, floating along on the ocean or on the lake. And it just made me cry, because it was the most perfect, beautiful picture, I will say. And I had with me some rose petals that I have dried, and also some fresh flowers. And I went around the whole lake and sprinkle the flowers around everywhere and just thinking of him and hugging the trees and just connecting with old beautiful memories. So it was, yeah, it was so nice. And then it became night and the sun was going down. And when I saw the sun set there into the lake, I never seen it. It was hard to capture it in a photograph because it's, you know, it's better in real life when you get energy and you get just to be there and experience it and stand in it. And the spirit of that sunset, it was just magical. It was, it lit up the whole lake like diamonds. And I just had this, it's like you can't separate the heaven and the earth there. It's like the heaven is mirrored in the lake and vice versa. And it's kind of heaven on earth and earth in heaven, kind of. So no separation, really. And just a reminder of, I remember he didn't have very high thoughts on it, of himself. And what many people struggle about, to really like themselves. And he was so beautiful in his own unique way. I wouldn't change anything with him. So I think it was kind of also that to see this, yeah, to remind us of this song, Diamonds in the Sky. And we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky, and to remind our souls, ourselves about that, our inner souls and our essence is so beautiful and so magical and so filled with light and compassion and peace and creativity and childlike magic. So, yeah, I just felt the lake was just pouring out love and affection for this guy and for all the memories that he had put in the lake and around the lake, and for our efforts to try to do something nice, even though we didn't know this one thing was kind of not so nice. It was come from a good place in us until we understood it, and then we quit. So it kind of was a beautiful goodbye to the lake as well, and not to have a closure, but because I think you might have a closure from the physical realm, but to know that they're there, I can't say it enough, because I think it's so beautiful when we start to communicate with our loved ones and lost ones and to see that they're there and being brave enough to invite them in and to talk to them, even if it's just out in the air, or to say, I can feel you are here, or please be with me or protect me or whatever. And again, I know I said this before, and the spirits are so happy when we do that, to because they try to reach us all the time to say that we're not dead. Maybe from your reality, the reality you know as a human physical being, but there's so much more. There's so much more than the eye can see, and there's so much more than you can understand. Even if you go to school for your whole life, you will never understand all the mysterious, magical things in the universe. And that's really the magic, because you can't understand it. And then that's why it's magic, because you can feel it with every cell in your heart and in your bones, and see that you can connect. And someday we will be in the spirit realm as well. There's just somebody going in there before us to prepare the place or welcome us and be there when we're here on Earth, experience to be a physical human, which is also beautiful, which is also heavy, which is also everything, every feeling, every color in the rainbow. Some days are hard and some days are beautiful. And again, just to be there for each other and support each other and try to understand where we come from and what we carry. And when we see somebody carry, see if we can reach into them, and somebody we can and somebody are just shut down. So, again, sending you all a lots of love and compassion and good thoughts for all people that are struggling or lost a good friend. or a loved one, and for everybody just have being able to connect and open up to another human being and let them in, to have a peek into your soul, your sacred soul. It's beautiful. So even if it's hard sometimes, I think it's so beautiful to be a human. I think it's a rare experience that I wouldn't be without. And I hope you can also find the beauty in your scars and in your pain and in your sorrows. And when you're ready, transform it or heal from it, and also see the gift that it is to be human, even if we struggle and also have to take all of that shit. There are also so much magic and beauty we can create and together, and also just by ourselves. So, and spread into the world, and just to make our own, what can I say, beautiful, magical little bubble of a world that we can live in, because we are allowed to do that. It should be a free world. It's like it's meant to be. So to strive for our freedom, try in every aspect of life to be authentic in ourselves. And for me, that is just heaven, to be able to be myself, even on good days and bad days, and to bring that forth to others. So, because I really mean that when I am me, you can be you. If I am true and honest and speak my truth and show the world who I am and my scars, and then you can do the same. It's so much easier. It's like the ripple effects. We open up to the world and each other, and honesty. It's a beautiful thing to be honest to who you are and to others, and let other be honest to who they are. So, a lot of love from my heart to yours, and I will put in some pictures from the mountains because it was so lovely. So I will share them with you. Maybe you can find some healing in them as well.